After a long and dynamic period of growth, the U.S. economy quickly turned in the other direction. One reason is that so many parts of the vast, complex economy are interconnected. So when one type of business slows down, there's a ripple effect that spreads across the country, from Madison Avenue to Silicon Valley to the backwoods of Maine. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on the ripple effect on one industry, magazines, and the paper they're printed on.
There are many everyday innocuous things all around us that are in fact important parts of the economy. Take magazines. About 2 years ago, with the economy booming, sales were strong and magazines were so thick with ads they looked like phone books. But then that changed.
They've definitely gotten thinner.
At Nini's Corner newsstand in Boston, John Carter has watched sales and the number of ad pages in magazines go down sharply. Ad pages for the entire magazine industry are down an average of 11% from last year, and for Business and Technology monthlies, they're off by more than half. The newsstand's manager, Arnold Bayer, picks up an anemic-looking copy of Wired magazine.
Wired, we used to sell 600, 700. We're down to about 200 in Wired.
So do you get nervous? I mean, does it affect your business? Like when you look at Wired magazine here, it's half the size as it was.
No question about it. It hurts the whole economy.
The slowdown in magazine sales and advertising means a loss of income for newsstands, ad agencies, graphic artists, freelance photographers, models, and of course, people who work at the magazines themselves.
It was horrible. I can't describe the agony I went through the night before.
As the VP of sales for the Industry Standard magazine in San Francisco, Cheryl Lucanegro had to fire 23 of her employees in several rounds of layoffs over the past year.
I had one person asking me, why me? Was it because I didn't do this or I didn't do that? You know, you don't want to get sued. You can't. You have a company line you have to talk. And it's horrible. These are people who really are turning to you to understand.
In all, more than 400 employees lost their jobs when the internet-focused business magazine shut down. Lucanegro still hasn't found another job, nor, she says, have the majority of the employees she laid off. Lately, she says she's been struck by how that must be affecting scores of other businesses in San Francisco, with all those people cutting back on expenses. More than 3,000 miles away, people from a very different walk of life are being affected, too. Orders for magazine-grade paper are down sharply, and that's got thousands of people worried in mill towns like Millinocket up in the state of Maine. At the Great Northern Paper Mill here, a giant roll of paper is being created by a machine that's 40 feet high and as long as a football field. Milky water sloshes down out of the first of a series of spinning wheels, rollers, and drums that squeeze an oatmeal-like pulp into a thin sheet of paper. It looks like a massive locomotive designed by Salvador Dali.
I've been describing it to people as a machine running roughly 50 to 60 miles an hour, making paper about 300 inches wide.
Brian Stetson is a manager at the mill, which makes paper specifically for magazines, catalogs, and direct mailers. The mill has just invested more than $100 million overhauling this huge machine, incurring a lot of debt. A strong holiday season would have helped pay for all this, but then came September 11th.
We saw in September and October and into November a steep decrease in orders for our specialty papers. Great Northern had to, like most other companies in the same market, had to take some downtime on our paper machines.
300 employees were put out of work for 2 weeks in November when the mill partially shut down for a lack of orders. This follows decades of downsizing in the paper industry across the state that's cost thousands of people their jobs. And a mill town like this one would all but disappear if the mill went under. At a diner on the main street in Millinocket, mill electrician Bill Frost says a lot of his co-workers have been shaken up by the temporary layoff.
They're still worried about it. They're the breadwinner of the family, and they'd lose everything, you know.
Mill manager Brian Stetson says he's optimistic, though, that the economy is going to turn around soon and that the mill will not have permanent layoffs. A prominent economist in the state of Maine is also hopeful that the economy will recover early next year, but he says until that happens, we have yet to see the worst of the layoffs in his state and around the country. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.